We're saying good morning to Donald Mann, and we're going to talk about how political slogans influence the vote. A very timely subject. And Donald, good morning. Welcome to KRDO's Morning News.
Good morning. Glad to talk to you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you. And I know a lot of thought goes into these slogans. Tell us the process of what they go through before they come up with a slogan. And I imagine the colors they pick for their bumper stickers and all that, it's tested, isn't it?
Absolutely. The greatest advertising program in the world is the U.S. American presidential election process. The top best from Madison Avenue, from the neuroscientists of psychology and manipulation are all used to develop the slogans and the tactics that the candidates use to try to get us to vote for them.
And what has been proven, and what should people look for when they're looking at the current campaign? What's been proven to work?
What's proven to work is not very happy to hear. The most political campaigns run on 5 or 10% positive and 90 to 95% negative. And that what's proven to work is not a positive campaign, but a negative campaign that induces people to go into fear, to tap into their basic fears and exercise them to get them so they think that only that candidate is their savior and the only one that can help them.
Interesting, and we've all heard before that people say they don't like negative ads, but you're saying that's what works.
It's what works because it persuades people. Remember, the greatest persuasion program we have is to get somebody not just to buy a product in a store, but to go down and vote and tell your friends to vote for that same person.
It's an interesting strategy when you talk about fear, because when Procter & Gamble and major companies market their products, they're not, generally, it's not by fear. They're trying to make you want that product in a positive way. So this is really different than you see in marketing of commercial products.
Right. The political program is the only one that formally goes on the negative side. The negative aspect, everybody's induced to fear in some way by even a positive-sounding advertisement, but it's a secondary thing. You're going to be lacking because you don't have this benefit. Right, but that's not the way the political process works. Matter of fact, as in marketing of any kind, what causes you to resist all of that and to be able to think coherently and respond properly is how your self-identity is already established. The greater your self-identity is, the greater your self-confidence is, the less they can induce you into fear.
And when they come up with these ads and slogans and such, you know, sometimes they play with the truth a little bit, don't they? They skew the data one way or the other in their favor.
Well, you know, they've got so much to pick from. Whatever they say, they can say, yeah, this is true because it happened to little Sally Jones here in Idaho. That was true for her, but nobody around her had that experience, but she did.
Interesting. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Donald C. Mann. He is an author and speaker of the book he wrote, Oh God, Now What? And it's very interesting. Now, as the political campaign gets closer and closer to Election Day, do you expect to see some changes in strategy? Will it get more positive at the end, or will they keep hammering these negatives?
They're going to keep hammering the negatives. What will change is the words they use. Remember, a slogan is a short encapsulation of a greater idea. Now, a slogan can be very big. You know, in American history, political songs were a great tool for political advertising, and even the Pledge of Allegiance is a slogan of sorts in terms of encapsulating a lot of great ideas. What you're going to see them is if they find something that's working, they're going to exploit it, because what they got to deal with is where people are today. Tap into where they are today. And unfortunately, fear drives you for a greater, stronger power than does your positive affirmations. That is, unless your self-identity is built in Christ, which the name of my book is Okay, God, Now What?, which was sort of what happened to me when I got into a very tight situation, and I had to have answers, and I had to get people who were failing to turn around. It was scientists and engineers. I had to turn them around. They were locked in fear, anger, denial, accusation, and they were the only ones on the planet who knew how to fix the problem we had. So I couldn't bring in anybody extra. And I learned to communicate in a way that gave them hope, and they actually were the ones who solved the problem, not me.
And one last question. We're up against the clock, but with social media so prominent now, we are saying, and we're hearing, that these candidates are spending a lot of money now in social media. Is that changing the way they're marketing themselves?
Actually, no, they're not changing anything other than getting to more people directly. That's what's part of what happens in that process.
All right, we've been speaking to Donald Mann. He is an author and speaker. Appreciate the update. We'll continue to look for these negative ads, I guess, for the next 30-plus days. Thank you for your insight.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a great day.